AI-powered crypto gem.
This project is using artificial intelligence to revolutionize the world of crypto security forever.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all of the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing an altcoin that is using artificial intelligence to completely change the world of crypto security forever.
Look, we have an Ethereum ETF quickly approaching, which means Ethereum-based tokens, ERC tokens, are going to start seeing a ton of attention. So right now, we want to be looking at a project that's going to be providing security for all these projects. Because the last thing you want to see is a ton of new retail, institutional players stepping in, and there's hacks occurring.
Yeah.
So how about we identify a project that is using live threat detection and AI blockchain technology to save all these new users.
Yeah, for sure. I think there's a lot of timing things that are coming together, which makes it a perfect time to look at this project because one, as you mentioned, we have the Ethereum ETF coming in probably May, which I think a lot of eyeballs are going to continue to be on the Ethereum ecosystem. Two, Vitalik Buterin, again, I know we talk about this a lot, but it is important, you know, when we're talking about Ethereum ETF, we should be listening to what the founder of Ethereum is saying, right? And he recently came out and said, look, we need to start harnessing the power of AI to increase security for the Ethereum ecosystem. And that means, you know, you look at smart contracts before they're deployed. We want to start finding bugs. You know, typically what projects will do is have something called a bug bounty, where they'll have people manually going through code to try to find bugs. And then what if something is deployed and there's a hack or there's a scam? A lot of these things in the past relied on manual verification. But I think with the advent of AI technology and with this project that we will reveal shortly, we can actually use AI to do all of this security work in blockchain for us. And I think this is integrating with Ethereum in a pretty awesome way.
Look, we're not coders, but we can do the research on a project, see its utility, and is there a real world application for it? So there's a lot of smart contract vulnerabilities out there that we see. You know, we talk to people on our Discord. You know, there's hacks that occur, wallet drains, etc. Sometimes you could just have a random, you know, when you're on in your MetaMask and you go to make a swap, it will say, are you sure you want to add this token to your MetaMask or to your wallet? Because there could be vulnerabilities.
Yep.
If you interact with this token, there's a chance that you could get phished and you could get hacked. So basically it compromises the whole platform. With this project, loss of funds are protected from these malicious attacks.
Right.
Right. And it's using AI and blockchain technology to protect these users.
There's a lot of disadvantages for when you're, you know, it's kind of funny now that AI is coming along. It's kind of making a lot of technology that we used in the past look so outdated so fast because AI, you know, it can think, it can come up with solutions to things in a second that it take 100 humans to do. Right. So think about, if you want to launch a project, you have to trust a coder to go through your smart contract and find bugs.
Yeah.
That's what you would call centralized trust, right? Mm-hmm. So decentralized trust is something that is a focus of this project. So the name of this project we're talking about today is called Aegis AI. The ticker is AEGIS. It's an ERC Ethereum token. And not only is decentralized trust kind of the ethos of their entire ecosystem, but they've got a whole bunch of different products coming over the next like 6 to 12 months that could make this one of those low cap AI altcoins that people are going to start talking about?
So the ecosystem components, I think we could allude to those first. Yeah, the Aegis DApp, which is going to be rolling out. So it's real-time audits, exploit detection, bug bounties, pen testing. Then they're going to have the browser extension. And, you know, this is, you know, for a lot of the DApps you currently use out there, they tend to be more browser-friendly than they are mobile-friendly.
For sure.
Hence why everything rolls out on the Mac or PC first.
Yep.
So this would be on-chain security to guard against malicious transparent phishing. Then I think a lot of people in crypto are using Telegram. You know, that's like anytime you want to figure out what is a community like, you go into Telegram and then you can figure out from the community, is this like a good project? Or how are the mods, all these things? So there's a lot of things that happen in there too.
Yep.
Fishy links, all those things. So they have a Telegram bot, which is going to provide on-chain monitoring, anti-money laundering risk scores, transaction and analysis, alerts, and all these things. So building out a really nice ecosystem to protect you at like every cornerstone of crypto.
Yeah, I mean, I can just see the personal use cases for myself. You know, say I'm using my computer to do crypto research or maybe some transactions. I'm hooking my wallet up from my desktop. If I have Aegis AI desktop extension installed, then it's going to tell me, oh, look, you know, watch out for this link, verify this link, blah, 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 blah. If I didn't have that, I could potentially get phished. So you can already see these real world use cases for the technology. The fact that it's not just a browser extension, again, it's going to be dApps, it's going to be Telegram bots, AI extension tools. They're also eventually going to be looking at mobile software solutions as well. You know, as you said, one of the reasons that everything rolls out on computers first is because getting an app into the Apple Store with iOS, Apple is not so crypto friendly yet, right? Mm-hmm. But I think as we see mass adoption come through, we're going to see a lot more crypto apps. Once Apple kind of figures things out, and the fact that Aegis is actually already working on Aegis OS, which is going to be supported, decentralized OS for mobile and PC, I think that's pretty encouraging to see that they're kind of looking forward to the future.
Yeah, and they do have a number of different products as well, which will tie into why would anybody actually hold the token. So they have Investi AI, blockchain analysis for detecting and investigating crypto crimes, reporting generation and collaboration features. So that'll prevent, you know, previous hacks or phishing attempts later on. Mm-hmm. So that's really cool. Track AI simplifies tracing funds on the blockchain for clear visualization of fund flows. So you can kind of backdate to figure out, you know, where did this even originate from in the first place?
Yeah, yeah.
And then a number of other features as well.
There's all kinds of cool things. Like if you go through, again, when you look at this project, well, first of all, we should mention that this is a very small cap token. I think the market cap's around like 10-15 million.
Pretty small.
So it's a low cap. And then you look at all right, look how many things they have in their ecosystem between the extension, the bot, all this kind of stuff. And then you look at their products, like you just mentioned those first three. But then they've got other ones, like ones that are basically looking into user behavior on the blockchain. Because as we know, blockchain data is so extensive. Everything is tracked in the blockchain. So they're indexing blockchain data. They're using AI to analyze, to inform strategy optimization. They're actually identifying high-risk blockchain activities, such as sanctions or known scams. So really, the use cases of AI to improve your daily actions on the blockchain are endless. And we have seen a lot of different projects come through as branded as like AI security, AI privacy, all this kind of stuff. But for me, the risk to reward that Aegis AI is offering with the extensive suite of ecosystem tools, products, and their stack roadmap, this is what made us, you know, personally buy a bag of this one.
Yeah, then they also have, you know, we talk about, not only is there the Ethereum narrative for the ETF that's rolling out, but there's also AI narrative that this ties into, and DeepIn. So it looks like they're also rolling out some hardware for Aegis operating system.
Right.
So it's an operating system designed for Web3 applications, enhancing user experience and security. So that'd be really cool. Onion routing. So secures network traffic and, you know, can identify encrypted messages and make sure it ensures that it remains anonymous. Mm. So that's very important for privacy and security.
Yep.
And then decentralized AI LLMs.
For sure. Now, another thing I wanted to mention kind of along the lines of that decentralized trust where you're trusting AI to do something where as opposed to like putting all your trust in one single coder. If you think about all this stuff we just talked about, you know, there's going through smart contracts to find bugs before it's launched. There's making sure you're not falling victim to phishing, scams. This is coming from if you're launching a project. Think about how expensive it is from the project standpoint to get all this kind of stuff done before you launch. Not everyone can afford this because you have to pay this person to do this, pay this person to do that. But with Aegis AI, they're actually going to help bring mass adoption of crypto because they're offering this technology out to everyone at a fraction of the cost because it's, again, using AI. Like, you know, you see what's going on with mega corporations right now. They're firing people by the thousandfold because they can just replace them. One person that knows how to use AI can replace 1,000 people.
Oh, crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
So when you look at integrating all these security things into your project before it launches, you can now you don't need to hire 10 people. You don't need to hire all these freelancers to put in all the security work. You can just use Aegis AI. So they're basically breaking down the barriers of entry to crypto, which again, I think this is something that we love.
Yeah, and then they also generate revenue too. So I think this will be on a subscription-based model where you'll have to use the Aegis token to continue to prevent, to not only help the end users, but also help the projects themselves, right? So they'll have audit fees, hardware sales, and transaction fees, which will all go feed back into the Aegis system. What's another one? They have targeted users to include blockchain node operators, Web3 builders, security-focused users, AI and ML developers. So there's a ton of different ways in which Aegis is also generating revenue, which is going to be really good for the holders.
Yeah, we've been talking about so many of these projects that we are long-term holders of have some form of revenue share. We look for it. Not only does it incentivize people to just hold a token rather than trade it, you know, like we saw how much revenue PAL is generating, for example.
Oh, it's crazy.
And, you know, you hold the token long-term, you stake it if that's offered, and you earn from the revenue that this project that you have long-term faith in. So it's another huge thing. So I think, you know, I think a lot of things are coming together in terms of timing for the Ethereum ETF, the advent of AI technology, what Vitalik Buterin is saying about AI contract security. The timing seems to be pretty good for, you know, as like not financial advice. We both personally hold a bag of Aegis AI, but at a low market cap like it is right now, and the coming narratives of Ethereum, all that kind of stuff with all these new projects, this is looking like a pretty interesting project to me.
Especially, you know, as you know, we use Twitter all the time, or X, to scan for different projects all the time. Like 24/7, we're on there like, is this a good project? Is this not a good project? Should we talk about it? Should we not? You'll be able to use something known as our X trading extension, which will provide a security analysis on crypto-related tickers.
Right.
So that would be really cool for the everyday user. And then they have another thing called an AI token deployer, which will be rolling out as well. So if you have an AI token deployer, think about that. It's already been created where the security is in place. So it's not a random token that's been made by a team over here, and then you need to bring in the security. This is ensuring that it's secure from the get-go.
Right. Yeah, I like that.
So another added feature I think would be pretty cool for this.
It's one of those projects that's basically, as you know, like we said at the start of the episode, they're using AI to completely change not just one aspect of crypto security, but the entire world of whether you're launching a project, whether you're researching crypto, whether you're buying crypto, transacting. There's so many pain points from a security point of view, and Aegis AI is using AI to basically solve all of those. And at a low market cap, you know, that's why we picked up a bag.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, if there's any other security tokens maybe we should check out, if there's anything that you're using, if you're a developer, or if you've experienced any hacks or phishing scams, is there anything that you've used that have helped you out? Otherwise, let us know in the comments, and then tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.